أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nafsiya Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another episode of Nafsiya Reflections, a love which never breaks. Growing up in both societies, I knew what a marriage should be like, how an Islamic household is, what being a wife and a mother looked like, what being a husband or a father resembled, and I saw how a Western household was, or seemed, and what it looked like in the movies, and that it wasn't real. But I felt reassured that I knew what an Islamic household was. I was wrong. I thought I knew Islam. I thought I knew the teachings of Islam, for it was simple. The man has qawama, he holds the power. The wife also has the power, but not over the husband. The woman takes care of the children and the household. The man pays for everything. End of story. Oh boy, was I wrong. See, parts of that is true. I wasn't 100% wrong. I was just missing the whole picture. But let's get into the actual pretext. Let me help you understand. Because man, do we need to understand. So, rewind a little bit. Wait, do we still say rewind? The Islamic household is like no other. Truly. And I can say that wholeheartedly. For we truly don't know what we are missing. We were born into a society that shaped us, right? Shaped us into being who we are. It gave us ideas, pictures, definitions, etc. Right? So in that, we saw our parents, we saw our friends' parents, we saw our grandparents, maybe, or other relatives. And then we would compare it all to Islam from halal and haram perspectives, if we were aware enough to do that. So we knew what an Islamic household looked like, or should look like. And if you are a lucky convert, I salute you. You are trying to find everything you need to know about how to live your life in a way to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single aspect of your life. And that is such a blessing. Born Muslim is a blessing as well. But most of us have to separate culture from Islam. And this is where the challenge starts. Culture, society, the systems we live under. For these systems are what shaped our minds. See, a lot of Arab men, for example, grew up not really doing much around the house. For they worked outside the house. And it isn't technically their job anyways. The woman could work, but taking care of the house and the children was her job. And I'm guessing a lot of other cultures can relate, because none of us today live under Islam. There is an ayah in the Noble Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وَبِمَا أَنفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ
Men are in charge of women by right of what Allah has given one over the other and what they spend for maintenance from their wealth. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 34. That was what men heard. The Prophet ﷺ said, اِسْتَوْسُوا بِالنِّسَاءِ خَيْرًا So, act kindly towards women. Men would think, okay, I won't hit them. Most of us do not grow up with the seerah. We never knew the full context of these blessed hadiths. We grew up with wrong and right, as if that is all Islam was. Do this or Allah will put you in Jahannam or hell. Do this and you go to Jannah. Do you want to go to hell? They would ask us as children. And then comes the West, the capitalist West, showing us how a happy household looked like. Visualized it in our minds. We would see it in movies, in cartoons, and in children's books. It was ideal, except for the fact that it wasn't. And then they started teaching us and pointing out society's flaws in the name of Islam. They knew how to take us away from our deen, for all they had to do was pull us away from Islam a little, taking us away from the nawafil, parts of the sunnah, but leaving us with the obvious farz, obligations. They blinded us, tore us apart, and convinced us it was liberation. So you see, life became a mess. No wonder why we can't seem to get our thoughts straight. So let me shed light on what Islam truly is. What a marriage and a family in Islam looks like. What mercy and compassion is in a relationship. And what a fulfilling, blissful marriage looks like. Let's start from the beginning.
Narrated on Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to us, يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج فإنه أغض للبصر وأحسن للفرج. O young men, those of you who can support a wife should marry, for it, marriage, controls the gaze and preserves one from immorality. ومن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم فإنه له وجاء. And whoever cannot marry should fast, for it is a means of reducing the sexual desire. And someone's going to ask,
okay, so we marry. So what is this fulfilling marriage based upon?
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, العمل بالنية وإنما لامرئ ما نوى فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله. The rewards of deeds are according to the intention, and everybody will get the reward for what he has intended. So whoever immigrated for Allah's and His Apostle's sake, his immigration was for Allah and His Apostle, صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومن كانت هجرته إلى دنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. And whoever immigrated for worldly benefits or to marry a woman, then his immigration was for the thing for what he immigrated for. So the basis is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him.
All right, so marry any Muslim?
No, not any. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُنْكَحُ الْمَرَأَةُ لِأَرْبَعَ لِمَالِهَا وَلِحَسْبِهَا وَلِجَمَالِهَا وَلِدِينِهَا فَضْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرِبَتْ يَدَاكَ. A woman is married for four qualities: for her wealth, her family status, her beauty, and her religion. So get the religious one and prosper.
All right, sounds good.
Wait, please, there's another. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا أَتَاكُم مَن تَرْضَوْنَ خُلُقَهُ وَدِينَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوا تَكُن فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيضٌ. If there comes to you one with whose character and religious commitment you are pleased, then marry your daughter or female relative under your care to him. For if you do not do that, there will be a fitna in the land and a widespread corruption.
Great, so choose a righteous spouse.
Exactly. You choose to accept a righteous spouse, for Islam does not force anyone into marriage.
One who fears Allah, right?
Yes.
Okay, but isn't love important?
Of course, more than love. For the one who created love said,
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
And of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs for people who give thought. Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 21.
SubhanAllah, that's such a beautiful verse. But don't you think we get stressed, tired and overwhelmed, especially women? We see men are working, they're doing things for themselves, while usually we're stuck in the house, we're cooking, cleaning and taking care of the children. Or some of us, we work and we take care of the house and the cooking and the children. Doesn't that cause some frustrations at times? And doesn't the man have half the responsibility in raising the children?
Yeah, of course it does. And yes, he does. For we aren't really following Islam to the core. Like I said, we are taking some things and not noticing the others. We have not yet to comprehend how a real relationship is supposed to be. Not really comprehending the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, Allah the Exalted said, من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضته عليه ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه فإذا أحببته كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده التي يبطش بها ورجله التي يمشي بها ولئن سألني لأعطينه ولئن استعاذني لأعيذنه.
I will declare war against him who treats with hostility a pious worshipper of mine, and the most beloved thing with which my slave comes nearer to me of what I have enjoined upon him. And my slave keeps on coming closer to me through performing nawafil, voluntary prayers, or doing extra deeds besides what is obligatory, until I love him, so much so that I become his hearing with which he hears, and his sight with which he sees, and his hand with which he strikes and his leg with which he walks. And if he asks me something, I will surely give him. And if he seeks my protection, refuge, I will surely protect him. Al-Bukhari.
SubhanAllah, it's amazing, isn't it, how glorious Islam really is.
Yeah, exactly. See, the nature of a Muslim, of a mu'min, is that he or she does not do what is only obligatory, but rather strives for the nawafil, always striving to be something greater in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving in helping his wife as she tries to please Allah through him and herself. Knowledge is to be sought by both, for one will be asked about himself or herself first on the Day of Judgment, and in that, the woman and the man are a team, working for the cause of Allah, striving together for Allah's pleasure to Jannah, for they are half of each other's deen. See, the Islamic household is like no other. We are a household built on love, the love of the Creator, the All-Knowing, the Merciful, built on the love of Allah, a love which never breaks. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.